Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun. We left off on the bottom of daf Mem Tesam and Beis at the two dots, two lines before the bottom of the page. The Gemara is going to start by giving three reasons not to use Klei Kodesh on Shabbos to fill up the water from the Shiluach, and then the Gemara is going to get into the discussion of why not to use Mayim Megula and just pass it through Misanenes, pass it through a strainer. The Gemara, the Mishnah had made a big deal that we're not supposed to use Mayim Megula for the Simchas Pesach, for the Nisuch HaMayim. So the Gemara raises the question, why not just pass it through a strainer, and that would be enough. And that's the last Gemara in the fourth parak of the Masechta, and then we're going to begin the fifth and final parak of the Masechta. Baz Hashem, we're finishing in less than a week, and the Mishnah is going to talk about the Chalil, the playing musical instruments that accompanied the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that it would either be done for 5 or 6 days, depending how Shabbos fell out that year in terms of Yantif. The Gemara is going to have two different girsaos of whether it's Shoeva or Chashuva, what the proper word is, and each one is going to be backed up by some source. And then the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of the Machlokas, whether Klishari Shal Eitz are okay to use. And the three explanations are going to be three important sugyas. Number one, about Iker Shira Bepeh or Iker Shira Bekli, whether the primary mitzvah of Shira is accomplished by singing or by the musical accompaniment. The second understanding of the Machlokas is whether Donin Efshar Mishai Efshar, whether we could learn out something that's possible from a situation that we rely on what seems like a kula because there's no other possible way. So can we learn that to a case where something is possible? And third, what the methodology of learning klalu pratu klal or riboy miut riboy, when you have a generality and a specific and a generality, so do we use the methodology of klalu pratu klal or riboy miut riboy? Those are the three explanations of the machlokas whether klishari shel eitz is okay to use. Baz Hashem, that will be the primary sugya, those three explanations on Amud Beis. So let us begin. We're at the two dots. Kemaseu b'chol v'chule. The Mishnah had said the same way we fill up the water on a weekday, we would also do the same exact thing on the Shabbos, except we would fill up the water from before Shabbos, and we wouldn't use a klei sharis. We wouldn't use a holy kli. We'd use dafka regular kli. So frakli maravam mai naisi b'mekudeshes. Why not use a mekudeshes? Why not use a holy kli? Meaning we're assuming at this point, Rashi points out, that the kli is not going to be mekadesh the water with kedusha saguf. If the kli were mekadesh the water with kedusha saguf, then we understand why not to do it, because it's going to become pasul b'lina. If you're doing it the day before, leaving something that has kedusha saguf overnight is going to be a psul. So we're assuming that even a kli shares will not be mekadesh with kedusha saguf unless you want it to. So you could just fill it with a kli shares, fill the kli shares with water, not have in mind or specifically have in mind that it should not become kadosh, and mimele, it's not going to have kedusha saguf, it's not going to be possible lina. So what's the problem? So the Gemara has three approaches as to what the problem might be. Approach number one is amar zi'iri, kasavar ein shir l'mayim. First of all, we're working with the assumption that even though the mitzvah is with three lugan of mayim, but there is no upper limit to the shir of water that you could use for nisuch mayim. So no matter how much water you put in, it could all be used for nisuch mayim theoretically. And klisharis mekadeshin shlo medas. We're also working with the assumption that klisharis are mekadesh even if you don't intend them to be mekadesh. So there's going to be an automatic kedusha saguf to all of the water that you put into this kli. So v'yimaisi b'mekadesh esif saluhu belina. So therefore, it makes sense that if you're going to bring the water in a kli that's mekadesh from the day before, it's going to be possible lina because everything is going to have kedusha saguf, and you can't even limit the amount of water that's going to have kedusha saguf because all of it is Ratway for Nisuch, so that's why it's going to become Pasabalina. In this long Tosus over here, Tosus raises the question, what's the concern of being Mimali the Mayim on Erev Shabbos in the Chavos Mekadeshes? It's not going to be Mekadesh the Mayim in it because it's still not the Zman of Nisuch. Klishares, granted, they're Mekadesh Shalomidas, even if you want to say they're Mekadesh Shalomidas, but they're only Mekadesh Bizmano. They're not Mekadesh Shalom Bizmano. So what's the great concern over here of the water becoming Kadosh? Klishares are only Mekadesh Bizmano. So Tos says, no, when Lel Shabbos comes, so it's immediately going to become Kadosh, because the Laila, the night of the beginning of Yantiv, of the beginning of Shabbos, rather, is not considered considered mechusar zman. The laila is holich achar yom, and therefore the klisharis is mekadesh the mayim, since that's considered the zman. It's just that avodas laila happens to not be kosher, but it's already called the zman. We discussed something similar. Salvech got an analysis of the mitzvah of lulav that it had yesh lachkar about the mitzvah of lulav. The mitzvah of lulav we know is only kosher during the day. Does that mean the night before it's not even a chefza shel lulav yet, that we don't even consider it to be within the range of lulav, that it's not sukkos klape the lulav yet? No, it is sukkos already, and therefore you oged the lulav at night. You did it bisman the mitzvah. It's just that, I think came up in the sugya of picking off the berries of the hadasim. So in the Tasuf Elamin Asli sugya, so we saw we were medayik from the Rambam that the night before, even though it may not be the zman of the where you can actually do the mitzvah, it is still considered part of the next day. So over here as well, that night it's already considered to be Shabbos, it's already considered to be part of the next day. It's just that it happens to be you can't do the Nisuch yet, so it's still going to be Pasul Belina. And since the Milui Amayim for Nisuch is not considered an Avoda, it doesn't have to be done by a Kohen Bebigdei Kuna, there's no Psul in doing it Kodem Zmano, and therefore the Klisharis will be Mekadesh the Mayim, whereas Avodas HaTzrichos Kohen and Bigdei Kuna like Sidu Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan and things like that you do Kodem Zmano, then it's like a Maisa Kof, and it's not going to be Mekadesh, the Klisharis is not going to be Mekadesh at all. So that's the difference between the different types of Avodas. So then Tosfos raises another question. Tosfos says, well, wait a second, just like something that's Kaddish B'Klisharis becomes Pasul B'Lina, so too it also becomes Pasul B'Yotzei if you take it outside of the Azara. So how could they be Memalei Mayim on a weekday Min HaShiloach for the Nisuch HaMayim in a Klisharis? The Mayim should immediately become Pasul, because it becomes Pasul B'Yotzei, the Shiloach is outside of the Azara, so it immediately should become Pasul as soon as they fill up a Klisharis on a weekday. So Tosfos Metarits based on the Gemara Menachos Taf Peches that Klisharis are only Mekadesh Bifnim, they're not Mekadesh Michutz LeBeis HaMikdash. So Kol Zman that the water has not been brought back into the Beis HaMikdash, it never became Kadosh yet in order to become Pasul. So meaning it will only become Pasul B'Yosei once it's Kadosh. It's not going to become Kadosh until you're Machnis it into the Azara, which causes Tosfos to turn around and say, well, wait a second, then why bring it in? Why don't we fill it up outside on Erev Shabbos in a Klisharis and just not bring it in until Shabbos? Tosfos says, you can't do that. You can't leave the water outside. That's a bizayin to the whole Nisuch HaMayim, to leave the water outside of the Beis HaMikdash overnight the whole time. So that's not an option. So anyway, this is again approach number one. Why is it that we have to use a kli that's dafka navikli shares when we're filling the water on Erev Shabbos to use for the Nisuch HaMayim the next day on Shabbos? So approach number one is that all of the water is going to become kadosh, and then it's going to become pasul belina when it's left overnight. Approach number two, chizki amar kli shares ein mekadshin ela midas. Now you can prevent the water from becoming kadosh because kli shares are only mekadesh midas. It's only mekadesh if you intend for it to be mekadesh. But what's the problem? Ugzera shema yomru ladas niskadju. Over here it's a gzera midrabanan that we're afraid people are going to say that it was niskadish midas, and that there's you weren't concerned about the psulina, that people are going to assume that it was already niskadish, even though in fact it wasn't niskadish. So Svasemes points out that Chizkia clearly is saying a din lechadchila, that we're makbid to fill it up on Erev Shabbos, the water for the nisuch in a chavishena mekudeshes, so that people won't come to say these things. But let's say you fill it up on Erev Shabbos with the Chavisas Mekudeshes, so then Chizkiya would hold that it doesn't become Pasul. The Mayim doesn't become Pasul, because after all, it wasn't Niskadesh. Klisharis is only Niskadesh Midas. A Gzeira is not going to be enough of a reason to make it Pasul with the evidence. It's going to be enough of a reason to avoid it Lechadchila. That's against the Mishle Melech. The Mishle Melech from Sulam Mekdashin assumes that the water becomes Pasul as well, that it's not just a Din Lechadchila. Then a third possible approach as to why it is that we don't fill an Erev Shabbos with a Kli Sharis. Amar Rabbi Yanei, Amar Rabbi Zera, Afilu Teima Yeshir L'mayim U'Kli Sharis Ein Mekatshin El Midas. Even if you assume that there is an upper limit to the amount of water that could be used for Nisuch, it's only 3 Lugin and no more, and Kli Sharis can only be Mekadesh Midas. U'Gzera Shabbi Yom L'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Malan. That even if you say there's a Shir L'mayim, still we're concerned that people are going to make a mistake, because people will think that you filled up the this water for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And they're going to say that since you filled it up for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which itself doesn't have a shear, you can have as much water as you want for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and then they're going to see that you're menasech the water. They're going to see that, they're going to say that Lina doesn't pasul b'nesachim. They're going to think that the water did become Kadosh because you filled it with Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and they're going to see that you're using it the next day for a holy purpose, so they're going to think that there's no psul Lina when it comes to these holy waters. So that's why we avoid using a kli sharis when filling it up the previous day. Good. The Mishnah went on to say nishpacha niskalsa, that if the water spilled out at some point overnight or became nisgala, became exposed, so then they would fill up from the kiyar, because mayim megulin is possible to use for the mizbeach. So it says the Gemara, v'amai le'aver b'misanenes, why don't you just pass it through a strainer? Won't that solve the problem? Meaning, what's the problem with megula? That that a nachash may put its venom into the water, and that's why you're not going to be allowed to use it. So no problem. Pass it through a strainer. We'll strain out all the venom from the snake. So lema masnis and delok Rabbi Nechemia. The fact that we don't raise that as a possibility, that we don't suggest that you could just pass it through a strainer, implies that our Mishnah goes against Rabbi Nechemia. Which Rabbi Nechemia? We have a braisa that has machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nechemia. Tanakama holds misanenas yesh bo mishum gilui, that even when something goes through a strainer, it's still subject to gilui, that the strainer doesn't help to get rid of the venom of the snake. Amar Rabbi Nechemia, but Rabbi Nechemia says emasai bizman shatach tona magula, that's only if you still leave the bottom kli after you passed it through the strainer and it all strained down into a bottom kli, you then leave that kli magula, that's when it's not going to help that you pass it through a strainer, because then you left the bottom kli magula, there could be more venom in there. But if the bottom kli is covered, even though the top kli above the strainer is exposed, ein b'mishum giloi, it's not a problem of giloi, because the snake venom is like a sponge, safa omid b'mukomo, where it stays up on top of the strainer, it's not going to flow through the small tiny holes in the strainer. So apparently Rabbi Nechemia holds that a strainer is good to remove any venom, and the Tanakam holds that a strainer is not good to remove any venom. So bottom line is, so our Mishnah, which apparently does not allow for the possibility of a strainer, our Mishnah just said giloi, no good, did not allow for the possibility of a strainer, apparently is against Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia should have allowed using a strainer. So it says Gemara, afilu teim Rabbi Nechemia. It could even be that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Nechemia. Eimer dam Rabbi Nechemia lehedyot, aval legevoa mi amar. When did Rabbi Nechemia say his din that you could use a strainer? That's if you want to use it for personal use, if a person wants to use it. But legevoa, to serve it, to bring it as part of a karban, takarish baruchu, would Rabbi Nechemia ever allow that? V'lesli l'Rabbi Nechemia, hakruvyei unalaf ha'chasecha yitzcha yisa penecha amar Hashem tzvakos. What, do you think Rabbi Nechemia doesn't hold of the concept that you shouldn't go and serve something to whatever you wouldn't serve to your governors, you shouldn't go and serve to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you wouldn't set up for a politician or for an important official, you should never give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So granted, you could strain out the venom and therefore it's not going to be dangerous anymore and you're allowed to use it for your own private use, but to go and use that for the Ribono Shalom, that's a chutzpah, to go and use that for the Ribono Shalom. That Rabbi Nechemia certainly holds that one is not allowed to do that. Now this Isser of HaKriveh Nov HaChasech, the Ksav Sofer writes in a tshuva that it's not an Isser Daraisa to bring something like this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's more chumra than an because it's learned out from Pesukim and Navi, so it's an Isser Midivrei Kabbalah. So it's one of those in between Isurim, it's an Isser Midivrei Kabbalah, not an Isser Daraisa, nor an Isser Drabanan. However, Maram Shik, the other major Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, in the Tshuva says, no, that it's definitely an Isser Daraisa. The Pasuk just expresses what is a Pashut Asvara. So sometimes the Gemara will use a Pasuk as an expression, as a way of saying over a Svara, but really, without the Pasuk, it's a Svara anyway. And a svara, if it's a strong enough svara, is a mechayiv midaraisa. So Ram Shik says, since it's a svara, this is certainly a din min haTorah, that it's also min haTorah to go and serve this to the Ribono Shel. Now many of the achronim write that the isra of hakriveh nol v'chasecha is even when there's no other kosher option to use, and it's therefore even ma'akev b'diavad. Meaning, let's say the only water you can use is the water that had to, that was exposed and then was passed through a strainer. There's no other water. The kiyor is empty for some reason. There's no other water available. So would you be able to use it? So many of the achronim understand that no, it's even ma'akev b'di'evet. Bir alach in Simon Reishai and Beis in the beginning of the Shabbos, Bir alach is mitzadeh to say that even that b'di'evet it's not going to passel. He says because after all the concept of akrevel nolafachasecha is used to describe why it's not appropriate to bring a behema kusha, a weak, skinny little animal as a carbon. So he says, you mean to tell me if there's no other animal to bring as a carbon, you can't bring a skinny animal as a carbon? Of course you can bring a skinny animal as a carbon if there are no other carbonos available. So Bir Alecha says, so whenever we have a psul of akrevel nolafachasecha, so it must be that it's not going to passel b'di'evet. If there's no other option, then you would still go with that. It's almost in along the lines of like a hidur, that just like a hidur mitzvah kind of thing, that you would try to do it l'chadchila, obviously, but b'di'evet, it certainly would not passel. It's also, Sfasemis raises an interesting question. This machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Nechemia, machlokas in mitzius, can venom be strained or can venom not be strained? Is that the whole machlokas? So Hashem says, sounds from the Gemara that the reason the Rabbanan are cholik on Rabbi Nechemia is because they hold that it's not saf milamala, that it comes right through the strainer. But why would you say Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanan are cholik b'mitzius on whether the venom makes it through the strainer or not? Says Hashem, one could argue that everyone would agree that the straining helps because it's the nature of the venom to stay on top of the strainer. Maybe everyone agrees that straining helps to keep the actual venom out, but they argue in the following, that the Rabbanon hold that even when you have removed the venom of the snake, it's still the mayim already has some of the charifos, the mayim has already been infected from the venom, and therefore it's still considered a sakana. And that's why it's an isra of gilui and it's also to drink it. And so when it comes to nisuch, with the entire psul, what did we say earlier on Daf Mem Ches, that what's the problem of the venom of the snake being stuck in the water? Rashi had said that the problem is that it's mashlim the shir, that we're afraid that the venom is going to be mashlim the shir. So it's not an issue of a person drinking it, of whether there's sakana. It's an issue of, is it physically there? So it's an issue of whether it's mashlim the shir. So therefore the Rabbanan would hold that even though it's still dangerous after you remove it, and yesh bo mashim gilo, you're not allowed to drink it. But when it comes to nisuch, where the entire psul is because it's going to be machzir from the shear of the mayim, so then sinan should work l'chaladeos. So he says that be'emes l'fiyah maskana the chacham mermode that it's definitely tzafa omid b'mekomo. The machlokas is whether it's mesukan once you strain it out. But the havamina of the Gemara didn't know that gavoa is different than hedyot, that there should be a difference between the way we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way we'd use it for ourselves. So we had to say that the Mishnah is going like the Rabbanon, and that they're arguing in the Metzius, and they hold that it's not Saf Milamala. Otherwise, the Mishnah wouldn't go like anybody. But Maskana, we could say that Lukuli Alma, it's Saf Milamala, the venom stays on top. It's just that the Chum hold that even after you strain it, it still remains Mesukan, and therefore it's an inappropriate thing to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then this Fasema says that, you know, had Rashi not said what he said, I would have said that the reason that Yayin Megula is Pasul and Nisuch has nothing to do with the fact that you're not going to have the proper shear. He says, I would have said that it's a Eino Mimashki Yisrael, that you need something that's kosher, that a Jew is allowed to drink. So if it's Megula, Mel, it's not kosher. A Jew is not allowed to drink it. That's, as Hashem says, that's what I would have said the entire issue is. Even though it's only an issue of Sakana, but Chamir Sakanta Meisur, Sakana is also an Isur. Shmartam Ol Nafsho Seichem. We treat Sakana like an Isra as well. So I would have thought, says Fasem, said that would be the problem. And if you'd say that, then the Rabbanan, even after the Sinan, would say it's Asr B'Shtia, would say it's Asr L'Gavoa as well. Because once it's Asr B'Shtia, Mimela it's Asr L'Gavoa. So forget, you would never be able to say such a smara that, oh, it's only Asr L'Shtia because it's still dangerous, but the venom is not still there, so it should be fine L'Gavoa because the whole issue by Gavoa is for the Shir. No, if you say my Sara says Fasem, then as soon as it's aser for a regular person to drink, memela it's aser l'gavoa. That's the whole iser. The whole iser is that you need something that's mimashki Yisrael that would be mutter for a regular person to drink. Hadron lachlul v'arava. That's the end of the fourth paragraph. Now we begin the fifth and final parak of the Masechta. Hachalil chamisha v'shisha, playing the flute or any other musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that's done for either 5 days or 6 days. Now, we'll explain when it's five and when it's six in just a moment, but clearly the flute was not the only instrument. And yet, the parak is called Hachalil, the first word is Hachalil, and the Mishnah doesn't mention any of the other instruments. So the Rambam in the Perash HaMishnayis explains that the reason it Dafka says Chalil is because that's the ikur of the shir, that's the one that's heard most. The rest of the instruments were accompaniment to the Chalil, but the Chalil is the primary instrument that they would use that was heard above all the others. The Tiferes Tzal and the Mishnayis says that it would also be the first one played and the last one played, meaning they would start before the other instruments would join in. They would start with the Chalil, and the Chalil would extend, the playing of the Chalil would extend beyond the others, so that was the ikur. That's why we refer to it as Chalil, even though in a Chinami there clearly were other instruments as well. We're going to see a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. Clearly there are other instruments as well. So Zeu Chalil HaChalil Shel Beis HaShoeva Sheina Doch Halos Shabbos Los Yom Tov. This is the Chalil of the Beis HaShoeva, which is not Doch HaShabbos and is not Doch HaYom Tov. So says Rashi, not Doch HaShabbos, not Doch HaYom Tov. That explains how it could be for 5 or 6 days, because it's not going to be played on the first day of Yontif. It's also not going to be played on Shabbos. When the first day of Yontif is Shabbos, it only knocks out 1 day. So you still have 6 more days that you could play the music. But when the first day of Yontif is any other day other than Shabbos, and now you have 2 days knocked out. You have the first day of Yontif, and you also have Shabbos, where you're not going to be able to play the Chalil. Mimele, you only have 5 days left. Now, the Tosos raises the following problem. Tosos in, we'll go backwards. We'll start with the first one. HaChalil, Hadlo Ketani Ketzad, Yom Tov Shchalios B'Shabbos, Chalil Shisha B'Shar Kol Yom Chamisha, Kedalal Perek Lulav, meaning Rashi just explained how it works out that it's 5 or 6. It should not have been up to Rashi to explain that. When it came to Lulav being Noeg for 6 days or 7 days, when it came to Arava being Noeg for 6 days or 7 days, the Mishnah itself explained Lulav Shiva Ketzad, how it could be that Lulav is for 7 days if the first day falls on Shabbos, so then Lulav is Docha Shabbos, first day doesn't fall on Shabbos, not Docha Shabbos. The Mishnayis themselves explained it. So why Dafka by Chalil does the Mishnah not explain it, and it's up to Rashi to explain why how the Chalil could be sometimes Chamisha, sometimes Shisha? So Tosa says Mishum Dabai Lemismach Lemeimar Chalil Shabes HaShoeva Didayik Minabi Gemara Hayu Dlodachi Ad Karban Dachi. That the most important thing the Mishnah wanted to highlight and get to right away was that this Chalil that we're talking about is the Chalil Shabes HaShoeva, and not the Chalil that went along with Karbanos. But if it was the Chalil, the music that accompanied Karbanos, that would be Docha Shabbos. So it immediately wanted to get to that point, that Zeu Chalil Shel Beis HaShoeva, before we read any further. I don't know why the Mishnah couldn't spell it out then. So okay, so immediately wanted to get to that point, then spell it out later. It sort of spells it out. It says Eino Docha Lo Shabbos Lo Yom Tov, but still it should have could have spelled it out a little more like it did in the other Mishnahs. Not sure, but anyway, Sheino Docha Lo Shabbos Lo Yom Tov Lo HaShabbos. Tosfos points out, wait a second, why is it that you're not allowed to play music on Shabbos in general? What's the concern with playing music on Shabbos? So this is, the Gemara says that it's a gezeira, shemi yisakin klishir, it's a sugi meseches beitza, that we don't want music being played on Shabbos, because what happens if the instrument, there's no malacha in playing music on Shabbos, but what happens if the instrument breaks, and then if the instrument breaks and you're right in the middle of a song, or you're right in the middle of enjoying playing music, you're going to want to fix it immediately. So a person's going to come to fix his instrument, and that's going to be a malacha of fixing your instrument on Shabbos, a makah bepatish or whatever, tikkun manah, so you're going to be in violation of a malacha when you fix your instrument. But it's all a gezeira, shema yisakin klishir. Well, we know there's another klal when it comes to gzeiros midrabanan, ein shvus b'migdash, that whenever it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't make gzeiros drabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the concern over here? The Chalil is not Doch as Hashab's Os Yom Tov. Fractosos, why not? Chalil is only Os because Hashem Yisak Klishir, just like Lo Metapkin V'Lo Mesapkin V'Lo Merakt, the same thing, the same reason we don't clap and dance and all those other things. It's all gzeiros Hashem Yisak Klishir, and ein shvus b'migdash. So says Tosos, Beis HaShoeva Shaini, because I mean, yeah, ein shvus b'mikdash, because usually it's for the purpose that whatever is shvus we'd be violating the mikdash is for some very important purpose of avoda that we need to be doing in the Beis HaMikdash. This, the Beis HaShoeva, is only simcha yaseira. It's additional simcha that's not absolutely required, so it's not worth it. It's not worth violating the shvus, even in the mikdash. So Chazal would have insisted that their shvus be observed in the mikdash when the payoff is not that great, when you're not, it's not critical to the avoda. Whatever you're losing out is not going to be part of the yikar avoda. It's only going to be a simcha yaseira. Tosfos on Beis raises another possibility. He raises the possibility that, forget about the far off possibility that while you're playing in music, Shemi Yisak and Klishir, he says, yeah, that's if you're playing one instrument, but they had a whole band going, and it was going all night. So it's not a Gzeira Shema, it's definitely going to be Misak and Klishir, meaning it's the situation is definitely going to arise. So maybe that's why, if it was such a Shvus Krova, such a Shvus that could so easily be violated, so Tosfos on Beis raises that possibility, that maybe that would be a reason to not allow it in the Beis HaMikdash. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Tzadi, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes that we're knowing in Tfilas Musaf to lechalik baskara, to distinguish between the way we mention Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed in the Shemona Esrei. That in Yom Tov we say as Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, and Chol HaMoed we say as Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, not as Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah says that Bnei Ashkenaz are not knowing to say Mikra Kodesh at all, not in Yom Tov and not in Chol HaMoed. So the post can point out, the Magen Avram, that our minug is to say in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, that we say not like the Ramah, not like the Mechaber. We don't say Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh like the Mechaber says, and we don't not say Mikra Kodesh at all like the Ramah says. Our minug is we say Mikra Kodesh both in Chol HaMoed and on Yom Tov. And Mishmur explains that based on our minug on Yom Tov, we also only say Mikra Kodesh, not Yom Tov at all. So the Magen Avram points out that from the fact that the Mechaber says Chol HaMoed, we don't say Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, you see that Chol HaMoed is not called the Yom Tov. And therefore, in the Harachman in Birchas HaMazon, we should not say on Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is not a Yom Tov, since Chol HaMoed, that's apparently the Shita of the Mechaber. That's what the Taz writes as well. The Chol HaMoed is not called the Yom Tov. The Taz says, and the Raya is the Mishnah and Sukkah, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, that Chol HaMoed is not called the Yom Tov. How's that the Raya? Because what does the Mishnah say? That the Chalil in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was for Chamisha Yamim or Shisha Yamim, because it's Eino Docha, Loes HaShabbos, Veloes HaYom Tov. It's not Docha Yom Tov. But when it was, so when did they do it? They did it all Chol HaMoed. So you see, obviously, that Chol HaMoed is not called the Yom Tov. So that's the Raya that the Taz has, that Chol HaMoed is not called the Yom Tov, and therefore you wouldn't say Arachman Yanichilenu Yom Shekulatov in the benching on Chol HaMoed. So an interesting halachic point that the Taz raises. Now the Ritva in Masech HaSukkah, the Ritva earlier on Daf Lamed Ches, explains the Gemara over there that it calls Chol HaMoed a Yom Tov, and it says that from here we see that Chol HaMoed is called the Yom Tov from the Gemara earlier, since it's also Asr Basiyas Malacha, and we only allow Malacha Stavra Avid Chol HaMoed, so the Shem Yom Tov is Tali in the Isra Asiyas Malacha, and there is an Isra Asiyas Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Where do we see that the Shem Yom Tov is Tali in Asiyas Malacha? That's a Gemara Megillah Daf Hamid Beis, that Purim is not called the Yom Tov because it was never in the Skabel to be a day of Asiyas Malacha. So why in Tefillah do we not say Chol HaMoed is Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Zeh? We only say Yom Mikra Kodesh Zeh. Says the Ritva, that's for a different reason, because Chol HaMoed is mutter basiyas malacha b'davra aved. If you have a davra aved, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. So if we call it in tefillah Yom Tov, people might make the mistake and think that every Yom Tov is mutter b'davra aved. Meaning we have to make some distinction in the tefillah, because we don't want people to start treating Yom Tov the same way they treat Chol HaMoed. So if you're allowed to do malachas davra aved Chol HaMoed, we don't want people to start doing malachas davra aved on Yom Tov as well. So that's the shita of the Ritva. The Shara Frayim as a tshuva, whether you're allowed to play musical instruments on Chol HaMoed. So he says, B'yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Gezer Hashem Yisakin Klishir. So he says, by Chol HaMoed, you also have that concern, because it's Derech Umnin to be Misakin Akinor when a string breaks, or something like that. So you have that same Gezerah. But maybe, he says, maybe Mishum Simchas HaMoed, we should allow it to be Docha, the issue of Chol HaMoed. Okay, so Chol HaMoed is a tricky time. It's always difficult to figure out exactly the halachas of Chol HaMoed. Even the rules are not such ironclad rules. It's very, very difficult to figure out what Chazal asked and what they didn't ask. The Gemara says in Moed Katan that Lamasra Kasvel Chachamin, that Melachas Chol HaMoed may be Daraisa, but what is Daraisa, what is considered Melacha Daraisa, and what's not, was up to the Chachamin to figure out. So it's not, the rules are not so ironclad when it comes to Chol HaMoed. So let's see the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Yehuda Ravina, Chad Tani Shoeva, the Chad Tani Chashuva. There were two versions of what the word is. Is it Shoeva or is it Chashuva? So one of them taught it as Shoeva, the other one taught it as Chashuva. The Maritz Chayis points out over here, from the fact that they argue about the gears of the Mishnah, sounds like they didn't have the Mishnayis written down yet, because otherwise let them just bring out a Mishnah and take a look and see what it says. So I don't know why that's such a hechrich. It could be like we have, that we have multiple gersos. Maybe they did write it down. I guess Maritz Chayis doesn't believe that there would have been mistakes so early on in the right after the Mishnayis were first written down, that they would have had they would have already had multiple gersos. So he said maybe they weren't written down yet. So anyway, so it says one Rebbe didn't write the Mishnayis. Rebbe organized the Mishnayis. He arranged the Mishnayis. He didn't actually write them down. So that's the Maritz Chayis has that yisod in many of his svarim, that Rebbe never wrote down the Mishnayis. He just organized them. So anyway, Rav Yehuda Ravina, one says Shoeva and one says Chashuva. Amar Zut Remandatani Shoeva lo Mishtabish, Remandatani Chashuva lo Mishtabish. Neither of them are making a mistake. Both of them make sense. Mandatani Shoeva lo Mishtabish Tichziv Usha Afte Mayim Besasson. The one that says Shoeva, that's based on the pasuk of Usha Afte Mayim Besasson. Umandatani Chashuva lo Mishtabish, Amar Rav Nachman, Mitzvah Chashuva Hiuva Misheshes Mir Breishes. The one that says Chashuva also makes sense because it's a Mitzvah Chashuva from Sheshes Mir Breishes. Barashis, right? This is like we learned yesterday, that this is, it wasn't a mitzvah yet, it changed to Mei Bereishis, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had set up the infrastructure of this mitzvah already from Sheishis Mei Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Shisin that go all the way Ad HaTahom, like we learned a couple of days in yesterday's daf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had set this up already from Sheishis Yimei Bereishis. Now, if you look at Tosos, Chatani Shoeva, so Tosos B'Yusham Farishim Yusham Shav Ruach HaKodesh, why would it be called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Not just about drawing the water, but it's about drawing Ruach HaKodesh. Shashchina Shorim Mitoch Simcha, Tetsi Vayikin Nagin HaMenagin Vatiyah Lav Ruach Hashem, that the Shechina is there when there's Simcha. So when we have a Simcha, so the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when you have the Simcha, that Mimele leads to Shoeva, to be able to draw Ruach HaKodesh. Kodesh. That's the meaning of Shoeva according to the Yerushalmi. The Chad Tani Chashuva Tosus points out, Bereish Maseches Avodah Zarah Gabi Yidein V'Yidein, technicality Tosus points out that we do find in other places in Shas where there's a machlokas, what the exact word of the Mishnah is. You have at the very beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah that Samach the Yidein Shalov De Kachav, you're not supposed to do business with the Gayim. So is it with the Avodah Zarah? Is it Yidein with an Ayin or with an Aleph? So the Gemara over there says, well, Mandatana Yidein with an Ayin, why didn't he say Dain with an Aleph? And the one that said with an Aleph, why didn't he say with an Ayin? The Gemara does not do that over here. It just says, okay, either one has support. But the Gemara never flushes it out and says, why does one say this way and not the other way? And Tos points out, he doesn't really give him a halach. He just points out that in many places in Shas, where we have a machlokas of what the exact word is, the Gemara doesn't always flesh it out. But in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, for some reason it does. Okay, so that's the dispute about Chashuva versus Shoeva. Tanu Rabbanan, HaChalil Dochas HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, V'chomrom Af Yom Tov Eino Docha. So the Braisa adds another Shita. In our mission we said that the Chalil is not Docha anything, but the Braisa says the Chalil is Docha Shabbos according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The Chomrom, like our Mishnah, that it's not Docha Shabbos and it's not Docha Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, is it necessarily arguing on the Mishnah? Is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda necessarily against the Mishnah? Am Rav Yosef machlokas b'shir shal karban. No, the machlokas between in this brisa between Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is about the shir that accompanied a karban. That's where there's a machlokas whether you could do it on Shabbos. The Rav Yosef saver ikur shira bekli va'avodi hi v'dochas haShabbos. Rav Yosef holds the ikur shira is bekli, and therefore the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of shir shal karban is bikli, is by having musical instruments, and that's why it's docha Shabbos. V'rabbanan savri ikra shira b'peh, and the rabbanan will know the mitzvah of shira that the levim do is singing. It's not about playing musical instruments. The instruments help the singing, but the singing is the main point. V'lav avodihi, and therefore playing the instruments is not avoda. V'ena docha Shabbos, and mela, it's not going to be able to be docha Shabbos since it's not an avoda at all. That's the machlokas, whether ikra shira b'peh or ikra shira b'kli. But that's only by the shear of the carbon. Aval shear shel shoeva divrei akol simchi ve'enu dochas Shabbos. But when it comes to the shear of the simchas beis shoeva, everyone would say that it's only a simcha. It's a, and therefore it's not docha the Shabbos. It's clearly not part of the fundamental avoda. It's just considered simcha. If you look at Rashi, divrei akol Rashi has a different girsa. Divrei akol simcha yeseirahi. Everyone holds that it's just an extra simcha. It's more than is the necessary fundamental level of simcha, and therefore it's not minat Torah. It's only a chibuv mitzvah, says Rashi, and as a chibuv mitzvah, it's not going to be docha Shabbos. Tosos on Amud Aleph had also said in Dibur Maskel She'eno that based on Shreva Shaini, Ketabrin Megamar De'el Mishum Simcha Yisera. Also, this idea that sounds like it's a din of chibuv mitzvah, perhaps related to Zekei Livan Veyu, something like that. It's an extra a show of love for the mitzvah. However, if you look at the Rambam in the end of the eighth parak of Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam writes Simcha Yisera Yisera. The Rambam, when he talks about this Simcha Yisera, says it in the context of a Chi of Daraisa, that there's a mitzvah Daraisa of Simcha for 7 days on Yantif, and that includes this Simcha Space Hashueva, this Simcha Yisera. But if that's the case, if the Rambam assumes this is part of the mitzvah Daraisa of Simcha, well then why is it not Docha Shabbos according to the Rambam? I mean, Rashi is very good, Tos is very good. They say, Simcha Yisera, it's extra, it's not part of the mitzvah, it's not part of the Chi of Mela, it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. According to the Rambam, it's part of a Chiv Daraisa. So why is it that it's not going to be Docha Shabbos? Rav Soloveitchik suggested that the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam is Lishitasam. Rashi holds the Makar of Simchas Beis HaShoeva from the Pasuk B'Shafta Mayim B'Sasson, which is connected to Nisach HaMayim. So therefore, if the Simcha was the Ikr Mitzvah, not just the Chibuv Mitzvah B'Alma, so that Simcha is connected to the Nisach HaMayim, it's part of the Karban, and anything that's associated with the Karban would be Docha Shabbos. So Rashi Behechrech has to say that this Simcha is in the Chiv, because if it were a chiyuv would be a chiyuv of a karban, and the chiyuvim of karbanos are docha Shabbos. So Rashi has to say, okay, so it's not a chiyuv; it's not part of the actual chiyuv. But it's the idea is connected to the carbon. The Rambam holds Simchas Beis HaShoeva from the pasuk Smachtam Pnei Hashem Elokeichem Shavas Yamin. It's not from Mushafta Mayim Sasan. It's not about the carbon. It's not about the Nisach HaMayim. It's about the general Simcha of Shavas Yamin. So it's not shaykh to the carbon at all. So according to the Rambam, Simcha Yisera means in addition to the other days of Yom Tov, we have an additional celebration. And that's why the Rambam writes Afal Pisha Kolam Adus Mitzvah L'Smach Mem B'Chag HaSukos Haysa Sham B'Mikdash Simcha Yisera Shnemru Smachtem. So L'shitaso, even though the Simcha is Chal Meikra Dedina, this is an absolute Chi of Simcha Meikra Adin, but it's still a din in Yantif. It's not a din in Karban. So Dine Yomtuf are not Docha Shabbos. Dine Karban are Docha Shabbos. That's why the Rambam will work out. The Rambam will say that yes, it is a Chi of Meikra Adin, but it's only a din in Dine Yantif. So Mele, it's not going to be Docha the Shabbos. Whereas Rashi says that it's a Chi of that's connected to the Karban. So if it were an actual chiyuv, if it were a full-fledged chiyuv, then it would have to be docha Shabbos. Elamai must only be Simcha Yisera, so it's not actually docha Shabbos. The Rambam probably had our girsa, even though he uses the term Simcha Yisera, but that word Yisera makes it sound like it's not Meikar Adid. In our girsa, we don't have the word Simcha Yisera. Rashi is gores apparently over here Simcha Yisera, but that's not part of our girsa. Tosus also points out over here a different issue. Tosus says that in Maseches Erevin, the Mishnah says kosher nima b'mikdash avalo b'medina, that you could tie a string in the mikdash but not in Medina, and the Gemara says loe kosher ela unva vadkan lo pligi el b'tikun kli dachi Shabbos mishum machshire karban avul shir atzma l'kuli alma dachi, that according to what we're saying now, that the whole machlokas in the Brisa is whether you can have the shira that is that 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 accompanies the karbanos, he says it's against the Mishnah in Erevin. The Mishnah in Erevin assumes as a davar pashut that of course you can have the shira that accompanies the karbanos. Question is, when a kli breaks, can you fix it? But that you actually have the shira, that's a davar pashut to the Mishnah in Erevin. Not only that, the Mishnah in Erechin as well says that b'shneim asur yom b'shana chalil makal lefneim mizbeach b'shchitas Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, b'yom tov Rishon shal Pesach, b'yom tov shal Atzeres, u'shmona yemei achag, for all 8 days of Sukkot / Shmini Atzeres, we have a chalil makal, we have the playing of the chalil. So clearly, if there are 8 days of Sukkot, one of them has got to be a Shabbos. So clearly, it's still both Shabbos and Yom Tov. So how come our Gemara assumes that it's a machlokas tanoim whether they would have the shira that accompanies the karbanos? Of course, it should be the shira accompanies the karbanos. So Tosfos points out that v'tzarech lomer demasis and derechin and derevin av mukilu Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yosef, who understands that this machlokas is about the shira that accompanied the karbanos, would assume that those mishnayos are only going like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Those mishnayos don't go like the shita of the chacham, because according to the shita of the chacham minachinami, you would not be allowed to have the shira. So says Gemara Vayter. Now, where do we find that there is such a machlokas, whether ikar shira bepeh or ikar shira Bikli? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Mina Amina de Baha Pligi. How do I know that there is such a machlokas, whether Iker Shir Bepeh or Iker Shir Bikli? To Tanya, we have the following Brisa. Now the Gemara is going to explain this Brisa in three possible ways. But the way Rav Yosef explains it is the first possible way, that the discussion in this Brisa is whether Iker Shir Bepeh or Iker Shir Bikli. To Tanya, the Brisa says, Kli Sharis Shasan Shalates. If you have Kli Sharis that are made out of wood in general, Rebbe Posel, Rav Yosef Rebbe the Machshir. Rebbe says it's Posel, Rav Yosef Rebbe the says kosher. So my lab ba'kamifli, what are they arguing about, whether kli sharis could be made out of eitz? So man de machshir sover ikr shir b'kli, the alfina me'abuva de Moshe. The one that says that it's kosher holds, well, ikr shir b'kli, and therefore all the musical instruments have a din of a kli sharis, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a wooden instrument. So clearly you see that kli sharis could be made out of wood. We can learn from Abuva de Moshe that it was that a kli sharis could be made out of wood. Uman de pasl, the one that says that it's pasl, sover ikr shir b'peh. No, musical instruments don't have a din of a kli sharis. So just because Moshe Rabbeinu had a wooden musical instrument doesn't mean that kli sharis could be made out of wood. That just means his musical instrument was made out of wood. Ikar shir is bepeh v'lo yofinu me'abuva de Moshe. And therefore, we cannot learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu's flute that it has to be that you're allowed to make kli sharis out of wood. That's the first understanding of this machlokas, whether kli sharis could be made out of wood or not. That it's talion ikar shir bekli or ikar shira bepeh. That's the whole machlokas. But then the Gemara says no. That's not necessarily what the machlokas is about. Lo, second possibility. Tekuli alma ikar shir b'kli. Maybe everyone holds ikar shir b'kli, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu's wooden flute was a kli sharis. Certainly it was a kli sharis, but still doesn't mean that other kli sharis necessarily could be made out of wood. Because v'hacha b'danin efshar mishi'i efshar kamiflagi. Over here the machlokas is, can we learn out a situation where there are other possibilities? You can make a metal kli sharis, so to cases where there was no other possibility. The only way Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make an instrument that actually played nice music was if he made it out of wood. The Gemara says they tried to put gold on it to line it with gold, and then the music was terrible. So the only way to make it sound good was to make it out of wood. So you can't learn from that case. You can't learn from a case where there was no other option. Man de machshir savar dan nefshar mishi yefshar. So the one that says that it's kosher to make all klei sharis out of wood says that we could derive a case where it's efshar to make it in another way, even from a case of like Moshe Rabbeinu, where it's efshar to make it any other way. Uman de pasul savar lo dan efshar mishi efshar. And the one that says that it's pasul says no, we cannot dan efshar mishi efshar. We cannot learn a case where it's possible to do another way from a case where it's not possible to do it any other way. So that is the second possibility of what this machlokas is about, whether you're allowed to make a kli sharis out of wood. The iba yisem, or a third possibility, to kuli alma dikar shira bepeh ve'ein dan efshar mishi efshar. Maybe everyone holds dikar shira bepeh that the musical instruments are not klisharis. Everybody holds that ain't done in efshar, mishi efshar, that we cannot, even if it is klisharis, we can't learn anything from it. So you could say everyone agrees to either one of those things, and therefore none of those things are the machlokas. Over here, what they're arguing about when they argue whether klisharis could be made out of wood is when the psukim describe the material that the menorah is made from, what's the methodology methodology of darshaning those psukim? Should we darshan using the method of klal uprat uklal, or should we darshan using the methodology of riboy miut riboy? Rebbe darish klal uprati. Rebbe darshans using klal uprat. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda darish riboy miute. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda darshans using riboy miut. Rebbe darish klal uprati. Rebbe darshans as follows. He darshans the psukim as follows. Va'asisa minoras klal. It says vasisa minoras, that's a klal, that's a general statement. Zov tar, that's prat, that's a specific statement. Miksha tasa minora, chazaru klal. So klal upratu klal, yatadon, elakena prat. So what's the rule? When you have a klal upratu klal, so the other kalim can only be made similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish shal matachas, avkol shal matachas. So the shita that holds that you cannot make lisharis out of wood would darshan klal upratu klal, and would say just like the prat specifically says, miksha tasa, says specifically that Zav Tar, that it has to be made out of metal, so too all Kalim, all clay shares have to be made out of metal and not wood. For Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Darsh Ribu Yumiyute. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Darshins Ribu Yumiyut. Vasis Minoras Riba. Vasis Minoras he uses, that's a Ribuy. Zav Tar, that's very specific. Gold, only pure gold, Miate. Miksha Tasa Minorah, again, Chazar V'Riba. So what do you do? Riba Miyat V'Riba? Riba HaKol. That comes to include everything if you use the methodology of Riboy Miyat Riboy. So my Rabbi, Rabbi Kol Mili. You can use whatever material you want. My Miyat, well then why do we have a Miyat at all? What are we coming to exclude? Miyat Shal Cheres. We're only saying you're not allowed to make a Klisharis out of Cheres, but you're certainly allowed to make a Klisharis out of wood, according to the Shita that Darshan's Riboy Miyat Riboy. So at the end of the day, there's no hechrich to say that the machlokas about the wooden kalim is a machlokas of whether ikar shira bikli or ikar shira bipeth.